This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh, agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and two-time former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously at a ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President will present the top civilian award of the country to former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani tomorrow in New Delhi. During the investiture ceremony this morning, relatives of awardees received the awards. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other dignitaries were present at the investiture ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the contributions of former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh, P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Chief Minister of Bihar Karpuri Thakur, and renowned scientist Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, who were conferred upon the Bharat Ratna today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Bharat Ratna is recognition of Chaudhary Charan Singh's contributions to country's development, particularly in agriculture and rural development." He said P.V. Narasimha Rao worked extensively for country's progress and modernization and is also known as a respected scholar and thinker. The Prime Minister said Bharat Ratna to Karpuri Thakur is a fitting tribute to a stalwart who dedicated his life to social justice and equality. Mr. Modi said Dr. M.S. Swaminathan's efforts propelled India from struggle to self-sufficiency in food production. Today is the last day for the withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The nominations were closed on Wednesday and the scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. The scrutiny of nominations in the state is being held today. The last day of withdrawal of candidature in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar, and 4 Union Territories will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Among 17 states and 4 Union Territories going to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, single-phase elections are being held in Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nomination in Bihar due to the Festival of Holi and the Bihar Foundation Day. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that his ministry has taken a serious note of alleged physical assault upon women footballers by their coach during the ongoing Indian Women's League in Goa. In a social media post today, Mr. Thakur said the All India Football Federation, or AIFF, has been directed to take quick action and ensure the safety and security of footballers. He said the ministry has further directed AIFF to take strong legal action and inform the ministry about actions taken. He stressed that safety and security of players are government's topmost priority. In tennis, fourth-seeded Elena Rybakina will lock horns with unseeded Danielle Collins in the women's singles final of Miami Open in Florida tonight. Kazakhstan's Rybakina edged past world number 27 Belarusian Victoria Azarenka 6-4, 0-6, 7-6, while American Collins defeated world number 14 Ekaterina Alexandrova of Russia 6-3, 6-2 in the semifinals. In men's singles, second seed Jannik Sinner will face 11 seed Grigor Dimitrov in the title clash on Sunday. Italian Sinner overwhelmed third seed Daniel Medvedev of Russia 6-1, 6-2, while Bulgarian Grigor Dimitrov defeated fourth seed Alexander Zverev of Germany in the semifinals today. In men's doubles, top seed Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will play the final tonight against the second seeded pair of Austin Krasikec of America and Ivan Dodik of Croatia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.